This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver's Basic Income Project has handed out $1 million to almost 700 people experiencing homelessness in the city. As part of the program, recipients are free to spend the money however they wish. The program began accepting applications in November for around 800 spots. They received more than 1,500 applications. A corner of Denver turned into Buenos Aires on Sunday as Argentina fans gathered to watch their team win the World Cup final. CPR's Paulo Chalcedo was there.
People were shoulder to shoulder at Maria Empanada, a small Argentine restaurant in Denver's Platt Park neighborhood. For over 2 hours, the crowd sung and cheered as Lionel Messi and his fellow Argentines played for the World Cup, soccer's most prestigious trophy. Arturo Rodriguez said the restaurant has been the best place for Argentines to watch the tournament.
We can live the game. It's not just to watch a game. It's to live it as an Argentinian.
Argentina will have bragging rights until the next World Cup in 2026. I'm Paulo Chalcedo, CPR News.
A Colorado company that helped build a huge aquarium in Berlin says it is sending a team to investigate Friday's rupture of the tank. The Grand Junction-based Reynolds Polymer Technology manufactured and installed the cylinder component of the tank 20 years ago. It says it's too early to determine the factor that would produce such a failure. Berlin authorities pointed to material fatigue in the collapse. Nearly all of the 1,500 tropical fish inside the tank died, and two people were injured. This is CPR News and KRCC.